My safe word is Quetzal. Let's go.
I have nothing to contribute to the real conversation today. I'm just here to make ass jokes.
Find this man, break his kneecap, please and thank you. There's only so much space in my tiny, tiny brain.
Mother, I'm recording.
All right, you want me to do it?
Yes.
Welcome back to the Iced Tea Podcast, the podcast where we spill the tea on figure skating. My name is Megan.
I am Netta. I'm so happy we're back.
Today's episode is a really important first for us because we have our very first guest ever.
I don't know why I'm clapping. That's going to be horrible on mic. I'm so excited. We have a guest. We have managed to find a human being who wants to talk to us. There is proof out in the universe that we are not each other's only friends.
This is our friend Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
Have
we fucking lost audio? This is so anticlimactic.
Okay.
Oh, you're back. You're back. Yes, we are.
Welcome back to the skating lesson. I'm Dave Lee, here with my good friend Jonathan Beyer, and we're thrilled to welcome back Megan Duhamel today.
I will.
How dare you?
The only Megan. The ultimate Megan.
We're gonna get a cease and desist and a lawsuit.
Listen, the amount of people who need to send a cease and desist if they ever heard our show.
Oh my god, I love this
sad
show.
Sad and embarrassing. Okay, let's fucking do an episode. Hi, Daniel, I'm so happy you're on our show.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
It's been such a long time coming.
It has.
Tell us who you are. Like, why are you? Who allowed you to be here? What is happening?
So I'm on probation and I'm let out of the prison for a couple days just to do this.
Is this community service?
Yeah, this is community service for the greater good. I'm Daniel. I am from Toronto, Canada. I am a voice actor and professional singer. What else is there to say about me? I went to music school. I learned a lot about insult comedy because there's some real smooth-brained individuals in a music school.
Yeah,
can confirm.
What do you get when? It's basically what you get when somebody like it's like a shithole and everyone puts their skill points into violin. And not like washing your genitals, so it's a whole stuff.
Why are we talking about figure skating and not music school?
I felt kind of left out in throughout my life when people around me are getting into sports and they all watch football and soccer. So as a homosexual, I thought I'd do my part and get into something a little gayer. So I'm here watching. I'm a long time figure skating fan. I am a Virtue Moyer, Yuzu Ruhanyu, Nicholas Nado Stan, and I'm here to
spread my
propaganda.
Yeah, you did say homosexual. Do you remember when did this start?
You mean my figure skating obsession?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like in general.
Well, from when I was little, my grandma, who's now dead, rip in peace, dumb bitch, couldn't make it to 90. Can you believe it? Anyway.
Can't relate.
Is that offensive?
No.
It's your grandma.
The earth is fire. It's not offensive.
Yeah, she made it out before. We're gonna fucking die from global warming. She made it out, bitch.
Jesus.
So since I was little, she'd shown me figure skating, and my little gay heart kind of fell in love with it. And then at the Vancouver Olympics, when Yuna Kim won her gold and Virtue and Moyer won their first gold, it was kind of a snowball effect. And I kind of fell in love with the sport, even though I can't stand on 2 feet on the ice with... You couldn't hold me up, you know? It wouldn't be a good time. But I got into the sport from the Olympics, and then Sochi came, and then when Pyeongchang came around, I kind of got a little bit more into the sport. I kind of learned about the IJS and how the sport is judged, and learned a little bit more than, oh, this lift looked kind of sexy. Oh, she jumped and she fell.
All of figure skating.
That's how you learn to be our resident Let's expert. Daniel's like our tech panelist.
Yeah, I'm the tech panel. I am Shin Amano. Get the fuck out.
All right. Well, it's been over a year since the last Olympics. It's been months since the 2018-19 season ended. How is everyone feeling?
Well, honestly, spending this off season away from like my skater husbands, Nado and Yuzuru, every week. It's like made my bussy quake with the fervor of 30 to 50 feral hogs, and I think I'm dying.
There we go. We're like 5 minutes into the episode. I've been waiting for the hogs to come in.
I'm like, where are the hogs coming? Let the hogs out.
I've had my rifle ready to go.
Yeah, it's been around 3 to 5 minutes.
It's been 3 to 5 minutes. There's 50 of them. They are in the yard. We have just dated this time of recording so specifically to the 2 days where hogs are relevant. It has been the off season, and we have been starved for content, as you can see.
Yeah, we've been getting like little tiny competitions. We had that like Philadelphia thing where like a lot of the like Broadmoor people went and threw some new programs down. The results were weird. Like Cam didn't do so great.
I'm not even going to talk about it because I will start Camden fucking Pokinen's first full season as a senior with good things to say.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm going to have to wait.
I love him too. I do want to say that Alexei Krasnojan's Alex Johnson choreo slaps super hard, and I can't wait to see that continue to grow. And Karen Chen looked good too, I thought, after like a year off.
Early contender for one of the most beautiful dresses I've seen.
Oh shit, yeah.
In a very long
time. I mean, but for heaven's sake, I like the dress, I like the skating, but oh my god, the music choice. I hate contemporary Christian music. It's vomit inducing, but I hope she does well.
I can't believe that song's on the radio. Like, I always feel duped when I like think I'm enjoying a song and then I find out it's about God. Is that awful?
I know it's common knowledge, but I've recently kind of learned that Imagine Dragons are like Mormons.
Oh yeah, this comes up a lot on this podcast, considering that.
Yeah, and it's gonna keep coming up because a bunch of people are doing their shit. It's just like they do a song like fucking Believer, and I'm like, oh, this slaps, and I'm like, oh no, you mean this unironically and not like in a Hozier like godlike women / men kind of way.
That's what I'm saying, is that I always get excited when I hear a song that's like, I want to fuck you in church, and then I'm like, oh no, they're singing to God. It's like a very fine line before it flips over from like raunchy to like very wholesome.
Why not both? And Jesus, as we know, was the original power bottom. He got nailed so hard he died. So
correct. He came back at the end of the weekend just to make sure everyone was doing fine. Should we do this in a more structured way? By which I mean, I want to talk about the Grand Prix season, which is coming up so soon. Well, our guest has done a lot of work and is very prepared. Shall we go by event? By discipline?
So let's give them a little bit of a breakdown. So top six at Worlds are seeded 1 through 6. 1 to 3, ranks 1 to 3, cannot meet each other at Grand Prix events. So for example, 1 to 3 at the ladies event was Alina Zagitova, Elizabeth Tursunbayeva, and Evgenia Medvedeva. They cannot meet each other at the Grand Prix events, but they can meet numbers 4 through 6. So basically how the events work is rank number 1 gets sort of the first pick of the events of what they want to, and then 2 to 3 get the next, and then the other 30 to 50 feral hogs cannot kind of
scraps. Yeah. Whatever scraps. Children they can snatch up in the yard. It's just
Boy.
This is important though, because I remember there being some like disco horse last year where there were some Yuzu stands who were like, the ISU is biased against Yuzu because they won't ever let him face Nathan until the Grand Prix final. And I'm like,
read a fucking handbook, Mary.
Yeah, it's against the rules, you fucking troglodytes. Okay.
Like, I'm not saying that every single person who watches figure skating should know every single bit of the ISU handbook by heart. I also do. I have it bookmarked. Not the point.
We started this podcast like, we're not going to be those people who read the handbook. We're just going to shoot the shit and look at us now.
Yes. Contrary to what people on Twitter think, we cannot have like, oh my god, it's Skate America, let's have a rematch from Worlds. Like, that's physically impossible. Everyone please know that. And it's, for once, it is not because the ISU is insane.
Yeah, it's also, it's like, This is one of those few places where figure skating sort of overlaps with like more mainstream sports, in that, like, I think of it like March Madness. A seeded tournament is not a totally foreign concept to, like...
It is very bold of you to assume that anyone else in this podcast understood what you just said.
Yeah. All right, so... Now that we know how they're assigned, how do we want to dive in here?
Let's do Skate Canada and Skate America as a kind of preview.
Oh yeah, Netta did more speculative math, which if you listened to our like Worlds preview, is it's more of that.
Can I explain speculative math real quick just for Daniel's
benefit? Yeah, go ahead.
So what I do with speculative math is it's completely made up. It's never going to happen. It's just numbers that make no sense. But what I do is I take each skater's season's best free skate and their season's best short program and combine them into an absolute overall best, which for most people has not happened in the same event. For some of them it does, but for most people it's not the same event. Like, for example, someone like Mikhail Kolada never skates both programs clean, so it never happens. No shade, I adore him, but it's true.
That's my son you're talking about.
Well, he's a married man now and he can take it. So the point is that I do that and then I see what would happen if everyone skated as well as their ultimate best, but not a single point more or less. So basically it makes no sense, but it just gives you like an overview of where people stand, kind of.
Yeah, and the reason that this is also even more wild than it was when we did it last time is because those scores are on, like, programs that, like, 90% of them are not even going to be skating this coming season. So who knows what their layouts are going
to
be? We don't know.
Some of them used to have coaches, and now they don't. Yikes. So, yeah, let's general consensus kind of go through Skate America and Skate Canada and kind of talk about hopes, dreams, expectations. Let's start with Skate America because that's where we're going to start the season. It is first. It is happening in October in somewhere. In
Las Vegas, baby.
Vegas, that is correct. It is in Vegas.
We're opening with a bang. It's a star-studded event.
Yeah, so for the ladies, we've got... Okay, let me just run through this. We've got Veronique Mallet of Canada. We've got Wakaba Higuchi, former world's medalist. We've got Koryu Sakamoto, Mako Yamashita, Elizabeth Tursunbayeva, Onsu Lim. Yeah, we've got three Russians. We've got Konstantinova, bless her heart. We've got Shcherbakova and Tuktamysheva. And then we've got Karen Chen and her awful short program and Brady Tennell. So we've also got a TBD from the USA host pick.
What are you guys excited to be seeing in this?
I think this one is a little bit less stacked than Canada and France, but I am just excited to see who medals, if Tursunbayeva has stabilized the quad sal, if that'll help her out. What I think will happen is I'm seeing a win from either Koryu Sakamoto or Elizaveta Tuktamysheva, because I don't know if Shcherbakova has the PCS, the component score, to be able to win the event.
Agreed. Basically everything Shcherbakova has, technically, I do not think she can match the other people on this roster's PCS just yet.
I think she's super cute. She's very, like, flappy fairy, like, a strong wind could come and change everything. We don't know.
Well, she's
She does have a quad.
She does have a quad. But here's the thing, if she has a quad and Tursunbayeva has a quad, but both of those quads are not the most consistent from what we've seen so far, months ago, not recently, we can't know.
Yeah, I am super excited to see Wakaba because I love everything she does and I missed her so much in the second half of last season. I really want her to come back strong. I don't know if she's going to rebound from her injury or not, but she's one of my favorites and I am so excited she's back.
Yeah, I love her. She's fantastic. Her her Skyfall at Worlds 2018 is one of my, it's one of my favorite programs.
Oh,
absolutely.
It's gorgeous.
I always go watch it. Like, that's one of those ones that I will like always go back to.
And she's doing a SIA for a short program choreographed by Shailen Bourne, which sounds so promising. I personally really want to see Liza Tuktamysheva top this one podium to start this season. I think.
Me too.
I think that would make me so happy just thinking about it. And she did great at World Team Trophy, so...
Yeah, scoring a 153 at World Team Trophy. What the...
Yep. She just...
She was the highest scorer for the women at World Team Trophy.
Yeah.
Because she is a fighter and she did return, so...
She sure did. I also think that Kaori, I see her on that podium for sure. I don't know where, but...
I think there's a clear top three in Sakamoto, Tursunbaeva, and Tuktamisheva. Where they land exactly, I'm not sure. I again don't think Brady will have a breakthrough into the medals in this event. Unfortunately, I don't think so.
See, the thing is, in the very fictional math she does, I do not think it's going to happen in real life. But mm-hmm. just for funsies, I will tell you what the top six looks like.
Okay, please do.
In fictional math, it would be, let me just count which is six. It would be in sixth place, Ansu Lim, then Sherbakova, then Kaori, then Tursunbaeva, then Brady, in silver, and then Liza. Which, I'm gonna go ahead, be brave, and say is never gonna happen. But that's what the math
like it
says.
Could though like
it could. I'm gonna like start doing the lottery if this actually happens, but it is what the numbers say.
I need to see Brady's programs. I think that's like my thing is like I don't know what to say yet. I need to see her new programs.
Yeah. Do we know what she's doing? Hold on, I have the
She's doing a Cinema Paradiso.
Choreographed by my husband, Benoit, which is probably going to be fine. And then her short program, we don't know, but it's also Benoit, so.
That's what I'm saying is, like, we've got Benoit always throws out some bangers, and yes. It's actually his two little, like, Brady and Kaori are like girls,
right.
Like,
and they, like,
it's like Battle of the Benoits. And Kaori was also with Stefan with the rest of Team Japan. So,
oh yeah, that's correct. Oh, Stefan, we'll get there. Can we just have that as like a soundbite for like whenever I die and you need to do this podcast without me? It's just me saying, "Oh, Stefan." And nothing else.
Yeah. Like, I made a bot listen to this podcast, and it's just like...
Netta talks about Stefan, Megan squeals over KG, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's the entire podcast. Also, worth noting for this ladies event, Sherbakova, like I said, technically making her senior debut, and also Karen has never competed under the new system.
She has not.
We don't even know, like, I have some numbers in here for her, but they're completely different from a different system. She might end up, like, scoring way higher than we could imagine just because we don't know how she scores under the system.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So that was like Javi going into Euros. Like, we had no idea what was going to happen.
I need a content warning before you bring that up. Do we have anything else to say about those ladies? Do we think there's a host pick that could change anything in this roster?
Absolutely not.
Like maybe Patrick Chan in a dress. Oh, this isn't Canada. Never mind. So a girl.
I mean,
is there?
No, that's still valid. I mean, it's still as possible.
He could come and be American. Yeah, no, a host pick who could change us. Alyssa Liu from the future, from 5 years in the future.
Speaking of which, at the time of recording, it is her 14th birthday.
Shut up. No, it's not. That's amazing.
Oh my God, that's great.
On my 14th birthday, I got to sing the national anthem at the basketball game. I don't remember. It felt like a big deal at the time. And
that is incredible.
That's pretty much
really
the that's like the same exact thing as winning nationals at 13.
Oh, yeah,
right?
And landing a triple axel and like all of that. Completely
yeah, and then
same.
I went home and I had a South Park themed birthday party and I wore a purple bandana on my hair. So I was like kind of the shit.
I am in love with this story. Daniel, how did you celebrate your 14th birthday?
What did I do when I was 14? I don't know. I was a little closeted homosexual. I have no idea what I was doing. I was probably listening. That was full Lady Gaga stan hours.
Yes.
Yeah, flailing around in my room, listening to Born This Way. I don't know. Probably
that came out when I was a senior in college. I'm so much older than you. I'm going to just go die in a hole now.
We have no choice. But to stand, and speaking of people, we have no choice but to stand. Can we talk about the men at this event? Because Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, it's literally like there's not a booger in the bunch.
No, I mean, not at all.
It's fantastic. Like if you were, I mean, maybe some things would be slightly different. But if you were like, hey, design just like an event with 12 men you'd like to watch skate, at least 10 of those would be on this lineup.
Okay, so we have got a showdown of a bunch of... bunch of top 10 skaters here. We've got Keegan Messing.
Can we pause for a second? As a Canadian, how do you feel about Keegan Messing's general existence?
I think it's a little awful, but I have to stand.
Well, lucky for you, he's a married man now, so you don't need to worry about personally enjoying him.
Yeah, I don't want to see another goddamn Toy Story program, or I will fling myself from the cliff.
Okay, so we have Keegan Messing. Who else is there?
We have Bo-Yang Jin. I love him so much.
So man.
He is so man. Can we hold on reactions and just hear this list?
We've got Bo-Yang Jin. We've got Mikhail Brzezina. We've got Romaine. We've Roman. Got Koshiro. Romaine, yeah, Romaine Lettuce. We've got Romaine Lettuce. We've got Koshiro Shimada from Japan. We've got Kazuki Tomono. We've got Junhwan Cha repping the cricket club. We've got Dmitry Aliyev, my second husband. We've got Roman Savosin, who I don't know.
He came in silver at J-Worlds behind Tomoki.
Yeah, I haven't seen his name. So it's so it's his first senior season, right?
It is. It's his first full season as a senior. He competed as both senior and junior last year. And fun fact about him is that he, in world standings, is one spot below Nikia Breakov, who is the only Bulgarian on that list right now.
Oh my god, that was the best fact I ever heard.
Anyway, I stand my local skaters. Is that it?
No, we got Americans.
We've got Jason men. Brown and yes, we've got Nathan Chen.
Wonderful. What a freaking event that's gonna be, guys. Let's talk about hopes, dreams, predictions.
Okay, so I have my top three for this event. I think Nathan's gonna win the event.
Easy. Just for posterity, again, numbers are made up, but in the made up numbers, he has about a 49-point lead over everyone else. But I'm gonna go ahead and say it would be very hard for Nathan to lose this one.
I think silver and bronze is between a few skaters. I can see Keegan in the mix, I can see Bo-Yang. I can see Aliyev and I can see Jason Brown. Where they're going to land, I have no idea.
First of all, love that song. Would love to see, honestly, any one of them on this podium. Also, you basically nailed the fictional math as well. Only person you missed from that was Junhwan Cha.
What about Mick Brzezina?
Mick is the person, Mick in math is sixth. That said, I would love to see him place higher. I keep saying that. I feel like he has been skating in with renewed purpose.
And he's gonna be a daddy.
He's gonna be a dad.
Or let me say he's been a daddy.
He's gonna be a father. He's gonna be a dad. It's so exciting. Him and his wonderful wife Danielle are the only people who are ever allowed to have a gender reveal party. Because they posted pictures from it on Instagram and it looked so joyful that I was like, you know what, this is fine. But yes, I hope he goes into the season super motivated to make his growing family proud, I guess.
He seemed renewed at Worlds. He seemed really he's had a second wind, you know what I mean?
Yeah. At Worlds, and I quoted it on the podcast, but I would say it again because I love thinking about it. Johnny Weir and NBC commentary was talking about how they used to train together at some point, and Mick would always show up and do his work and that'd be it without a lot of, I guess, emotional investment in it. And Johnny was saying that after the past Olympics, this last year, he's been skating in a new way, something clicked for him. I guess at some point, later in his career, we don't know what he's doing, which is so exciting for me because I hope it's more 80s glam bullshit. We've said it time and time again on this radio show, but it is so exciting to me that men in figure skating are allowed to go on into their late 20s and have a second coming and all of that, which we do not really get to see with women for many a horrible reason.
No, we don't. Not at all.
But it's so exciting. Yeah. I would not look at him skate and be like, oh, look at this old man who's up against those children. Also worth noting, he's basically the same age as Keegan.
Okay, but Keegan is skating to Roman. Disney music, so.
All of them are mid to late 20s. Yeah.
Speaking of Roman, I don't see him doing an amazing job, but I do see him maybe wearing another slutty blouse, and that's, yes, in my book, just as important.
Oh my god, what color?
Oh, black.
It was, I think he's going to do Carmen again.
Is he doing?
Is he going to do Carmen again?
I don't know. You know
he
what?
He did it at the ice.
I would let him.
I'd be sad if no one did Carmen. I feel like it would be too much.
Oh, fuck. Guys, I forgot about this. His fucking free skate is the fucking greatest showman. He's trying me. I know he has many people in his life who love him, so he doesn't need me to appreciate him. He is trying me so hard. But having said that, when he made his post about it, I do not think he's doing the same garbage cut or like song selection that Tamarin was doing last year. So it might be slightly more acceptable.
No. Hey, ask me when it's acceptable to do Greatest Showman.
Please tell me when.
Never!
Oh my god.
Okay, and that's a wrap on the Ice Tea podcast. We're never doing this again because we've peaked.
Thank you.
You haven't even seen that movie and I've been trying so hard.
I don't want to watch movies that you don't like. You're always trying to get me to watch movies that you don't like.
I do not like the plot of The Greatest Showman. We've established this, but it's a gorgeous, gorgeous spectacle. And Zendaya is so beautiful. Okay. Oh, and his short program is Poeta en el Mar. So it's okay. We're not doing more Carmen. Guys, I don't think... Is anyone doing Carmen?
I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. I might have, like, withdrawals.
I'm about to have a panic attack. No, hold on. Nope. Hannah Harrell is doing Carmen's Story by Edith Piaf, but that's...
Okay. I still want someone to do Carmen Sandiego. I tweeted about this, but, like, I just want someone to skate out, and it's like, yeah! Ooh, do.
You know, you skated about it, and it went semi-viral on skating Twitter.
I tweeted about it.
Wow. I know, verbs. Okay, wow. What else are those boys doing? We've seen some of those,
right? Kazuki, oh my god. His fucking Moulin Rouge, like, oh my god. I love it so much. I don't even care. I know everybody's like, no one can do Moulin Rouge again, and maybe
Wait,
so.
Wait, hold on. I'm so excited. We have a Canadian here on this podcast. Daniel, do you care to defend Tessa and Scott's honor?
Wait. Well, the vein in my neck is already popping out, so I'm ready to die.
Fantastic. Have you seen Kazuki's Moulin Rouge, though?
I have, and I'll allow it. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be grand.
First of all, I think that a solo Moulin Rouge can bring a very different kind of storytelling than two people skating that music. Also, his choreography is so stunning. I know when we see it in competition, we're not going to get to have, like, slappy light changes and all of the cool stuff we get at ice shows. But the first time I saw that, I remember, like, fully, like, gasping when he lands, like, one of the jumps into a song transition. So,
yeah, I don't think it needs the lights. I don't think it needs the love from the audience. I think it stands on its own. I think it's a really solid program.
I think it's... Fellas, it is gay.
Fellas, it is gay. It is very much gay.
I mean, will it make a huge dent in the scores? I don't actually know, but I just am excited to see it competed. Oh, and likewise...
It'll make a huge dent in my heart.
Also, his short program is a piece from Wayne McGregor's Chroma. I don't know if they're paying homage to the original choreography of the ballet in his program.
Holy shit, it's so cool though.
It is gorgeous. I love Wayne McGregor. I think this has huge potential as well. So this might be a great season for Kazuki.
I think it will be, yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm calling it. I've been saying this is his season. Likewise, Kushiro Shimada, I'm really excited for just because I think he's adorable. That's it.
Also, like Roman... Savison, it's his first full senior season. So that's their baby. I'm excited.
I would like to say that I love Bo-Yang's new, I believe it's his short program. It's like indie acoustic. I love his costume for it. It's like red, it's like red and blue and black and white, which is my favorite color combo situation. And I think it's a beautiful program. It's nice to see like soft, romantic Bo-Yang. I love it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm rooting for him. I don't know what the fuck Gen 1's gonna do. We have no program announcements from him, do we?
We do not. The Cricket Club in general doesn't really like doing program announcements.
I mean, Jason is like...
They're really secretive. There's a whole Cricket Club culture of like the chin-uppityness of like, oh, program announcements. We don't have to do those.
Unless you're Jason, in which case you tell us in June.
But so did Evgenia, and I'm wondering if it's like those who grew up there, like Junwan and Yuzu, are like the way that Daniel is saying, but the new people are still used to like throwing them out there.
People are like, yeah, fuck it, I'm just gonna tell everyone. Speaking of which, I'm so excited for Jason's season. Just first of all, because I love him, and you know that. But I think he has so much potential in the way his season is lined up, because he has his Kaleo short choreographed by Rohin Ward, which is going to be awesome. And then he's doing Schindler's List, and I feel like he's one of the few people who should be allowed to still do that fucking warhorse. Because from what we've seen in his like little preview thing, I'm ready to be weeping every time.
If someone can do it, I think it's him. Yeah.
Yeah. I keep thinking about, you know, he posted that like tiny video, like preview of it. And there is a moment in which he holds that majestic Ina Bauer of his for like 20 years. And I just know I'm going to be crying.
Do you think he's going to have the gunshot sound effects like your Bulgarian homegirl?
Oh, my God.
I deeply hope he does not, because it would be a lot harder to defend him, because he is a white American man.
No, he's Jewish. He can do whatever he wants.
You know what? You're right. Alexander Fagan is also Jewish, though.
That's true.
So, what's this double standard? No, I'm kidding. I think I trust him and his David Wilson choreography to be very tasteful and heartbreaking and beautiful. Also, sidebar, today I learned that Karamo from Queer Eyes' son is also named Jason Brown.
So is Jason Robert Brown.
So is Jason Robert Brown. So is some fucking sports, like, analyst person who comes up when you, like, YouTube Jason Brown. There is a lot of Jason Browns. This one is potentially my favorite.
Welcome to the Jason Brown Tea Podcast.
Can we, shall we move on? Because I can keep going.
Yeah, I guess the last thing I'll say is that we did get to see Nathan's short, and it's stunning.
Daniel, have you had time to watch that?
I have not. Tell me about it.
Oh my god, he is doing La Boheme by Charles Aznavour.
Yeah, it's not like the opera, as I originally thought it was. It's the French guy being like, La Boheme!
Also, said French guy recently passed away, so it's like,
oh no, now I feel bad. I made fun of him half a second ago.
No, it's great. He's like a legend of, I don't even know what to call this style, like, singing. Music.
It's like that. It's the French. It's like the older French guy.
Yeah, there's three of us here who have studied music. I do not know how to refer to the style.
No.
That said, Nathan, who we have said again before in this podcast, he is one of those people who tends to perform better when he is competing. Having said that, we watched the recording from The Ice. It is such a gorgeous program because it has, like, little bits of, like, that Nemesis energy in his, like, weird, isolated movement, like, contemporary thing he does. But it's also, like, so, like, nostalgic in a way. And there is a bit in it in which it feels like he is literally doing a pair skate by himself.
Yes. It's so like sad.
It looks like he's waltzing with a person who's not there.
Anytime someone does that in their choreo, I'm like on the floor dying.
Yeah. Also, I'm sure he's going to find a color block shirt to change into at some point.
No, I was going to say, I was like, now he's doing it in like dress shirt, vest, flower. And I'm like, I can't wait for the Vera Wang abstracted version of that to come out later.
Yeah, but so far it's like he has like the pocket square kind of fantasy, and it's, it looks like he was showing up to a date with someone who he hasn't seen in 10 years and the person did not come.
So the vibe!
That is the entire vibe.
Do you think we're going to see another body soon?
I hope we do.
Because we got the penguin last. We're gonna get a hot dog. Is it interesting? It's a hot like, the hot dog suit.
You know what? My one hope for 2019, 2020, or just any upcoming season is I need to see like the early 2000s fashion on ice for the men make a comeback.
Oh yeah, like full Daisuke, like Cirque du Soleil realness.
Stefan Lambiel wearing zebra, tiger, and velvet with like snowflake embroidery at the same time.
all four seasons at once.
All four seasons to this at once. I just need more bodysuits and velvet and ruffle. Fuck it, like, bring the 80s back. I feel like I've had it with people who look like they're going to a senior recital. You know this.
Just like a nice jewel-toned button-up and a black band.
Like, what did we have? What did we have at Worlds? Was it Alexander Mayarov with the flip tie?
Yep.
Oh, the reversible sequin tie.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I hated it was happening, just because it was happening. But thinking back on it, I'm like, you know what? I feel like I was biased. Because we need more of that. You're right. We need more. We need camp. Camp is in. Maybe some designer will listen.
I think that's what Joni Mitchell meant when she said, like, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. I think she meant Mayarov's reversible sequin tie.
I still can't believe that was not an exhibition. Oh my god, that tie. And he flipped it! Oh my god.
You know, we were rewatching, I think it was something from like 5 years ago, either Worlds or Grand Prix event or something, and Mayarov was one of the best dressed people at that event.
Oh my god, he was! He had like a really sexy blue, like, ombre thing.
He had a blue ombre thing in his short, and then this gorgeous, like, red velvet and, like, New Delusion thing. Which was gorgeous and beautiful. And I'm like, you can do this, but you chose in your very last season before you retire to flip your reversible sequin tie at Worlds? You know what? I think that's high camp and I respect it.
Come All right, on. Skate Canada.
Skate Canada. Daniel, take us to
the song of your people.
So Skate Canada, I think, well, it's for me, it's personally going to be the most exciting and most terrifying event for me. Because of Yevgenia Medvedeva versus Trusova, mm-hmm. I am very invested in that and what the Russians are doing with placing the 3As against their other top three. And I think it's going to be an absolute bloodbath for the finish. I think so. We've got the two Canadians, Gabby Delman and Aurora Kotop. We've got Rika Kihira and Mai Mihara from Japan. We've got the two young Koreans, Yelim Kim and Young Yo. And then we have got Serafima Sakhanovic from Russia, Yevgenia Medvedeva and Alexandra Trusova, Switzerland's Alexia Paganini, and Brady Tennell is doing a back-to-back and will be at Skate Canada as well.
I have not done math for the women in this, but I'm going to go ahead and say I know, Daniel, that you are excited for this bloodbath. I do not think Trusova stands a fucking chance.
I think she's got a podium.
Oh, she will podium. I just do not think she's gonna, like, top the podium. She, I think, has the same issue as the rest of the AAAs, in that she is way too young to make up the PCS.
In the world that we want to live in, where PCS represents, like, artistry, like, yeah. But in the world we do live in, where PCS represents the fact that you're
just proprietary.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like, what she should get, what she has been getting is, yeah, like, crazy high because she can land quads.
Yeah, but she has Zhenya and Rika in there, so I'm hoping...
And Brady.
Do you think we'll see your scores plateau a bit coming into senior? I am kind of hoping so, just because, yeah. I still really think,
Daniel, this is a safe space. You can say whatever you want, and you're headed in the right direction. You can say everything you want
to
be saying.
I'm Canadian. I have to apologize.
No, listen, babe, that's why I'm letting you know. You can say everything you want to be saying, because I agree. Having said that, go for it.
Yeah, so Trusova's got the quads. Medvedeva's a strong component skater. I need Medvedeva to finish above her or I will die.
Same. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Same.
Yes. Okay, now that we've gotten this out of the way, I just do not think it's... Well, fair is a dumb word, but I don't think it's reasonable to be rewarding. It's kind of the same issue I had early in the season last year with Tursimbaeva, that you can't reward the risk of one quad versus the rest of a performance, like, overall. Like, I don't think... what Megan was saying, like, PCS sometimes in the eyes of some ISU judges seems to mean oh my god, she just landed a quad and now she's doing things and there's transitions plus five. No. I am hopefully excited to see Gabby Dalwin. I don't think... I'm hoping for like a top six finish for her.
Her and her face-tuned eyebrows. I'm so excited. God,
yeah, listen, all of us are guilty of face-tuning our eyebrows every once in a while. She just doesn't do it the right way. And I would love to teach her if she would just ask.
I don't know a lot about Aurora Kotop, but I really hope she keeps competing internationally so I can keep making my one joke, which is that I'm not looking for a bottom, I'm looking for a Kotop.
Delete.
Thank you so much. We will be here all night. Do not forget to tip your bartenders.
I'm curious to see if Rika can bring back her triple axel, because we haven't seen it in a fucking while.
Yeah. We have not, and she is, she's also training for her fourth cell. She's also training quad cell.
Her fourth cell. She has landed three cells in her lifetime.
Young Kaiten.
Young Kaiten Sarko.
I really hope Rika has a good season. She has not been the most consistent in... I've gotten into the habit of kind of counting her as one of those like forces. But the fact of the matter is that like it comes and goes for her sometimes. So who knows?
I think it's going to be really dicey if they put Trusova over Medvedeva and then Rika's also there. I think it will be a bloodbath until we see what the judges do.
Yeah, I am ready to be avoiding Reddit for like 3 days in order to conserve my life energy. Yeah,
I will be in there defending my queen's honor. Excuse me. I will be there.
Cannot do that because I only have like 2 brain cells left and I gotta protect them.
I go on Reddit like once a year. I like hate arguing.
You know what I'm excited about though? Is Young Yu, who we watched skate at whatever we watched, like the Philadelphia thing. And she looks gorgeous.
Oh, she looks great. She did.
Oh, she does. Absolutely. Oh,
she's the one who did Evita, right?
Yeah.
It was a weird cut of Evita, but she did a great job.
It's a really fucking weird cut. But having said that, she skates with like so much grace and like this poise, which is like very dance-like. And I'm super excited to see more from her because like I feel like last year we got like a tiny glimpse of her, and I'm like, okay, let's see more.
Yeah, I'm excited for these young Koreans, yep. Young Yu. I'm excited to see what comes of them, and I hope that the Federation doesn't put them too much under the Unikim machine. And yeah, because they really want to turn out another unit. You gotta let the skaters skate. You gotta let them grow naturally.
I was a little scared at All That Skate when they brought out. It was like there were like 600 of them, and they just like made them all take turns doing like.
Yeah, Bielman's. I saw that.
It was so weird. It was like, I don't know who any of them are. They're all just like,
all of them had
cogs in them, all that in the all that sports machine. Yeah, they just all had like wigs and like flowy dresses. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah, it's kind of unsettling, honestly, because you can't recreate something that's already happened. And I fear that their own potential might get missed because the Federation is so busy trying to like recreate something else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, having said that, I'm excited to see Alexia skate, just because I enjoy her. Also, anyone skating for Switzerland, I have no choice but to stan. That said, I do not think anyone aside from, like, the Russians and the Japanese ladies stands a chance of podiuming. Maybe Brady, if she, like, really pulls it off, but I highly doubt it.
People on Reddit think that the Grand Prix final is going to be all Russians.
I will not be caring for that if that happens. I mean, I will be because I gotta root for Zhenya, but like, I hope that doesn't happen just because it loses a bunch of its intrigue. Do we want to talk about boys? Because boy, oh boy, this lineup for those men. All of us are gonna have a time talking about this. I'm so happy we have Danny on here.
Yes. I am so excited. My super soaker is leaking. I'm ready, you know?
Let's party. Let's talk about boys at Skate Canada, because this lineup, yeah, it's fantastic. Let's, Daniel, do you want to take us through that?
Well, every single one of them is cute. We've got...
Let's not... Okay, I'm putting a ban on reactions. Let's just hear this list, and then we're going to talk about it.
I have a really important question as soon as you're done.
Okay, list first.
So we've got Australia's Brendan Carey. We've got my husband, Nicolas Nadeau from Canada. In addition to him, we have Nam from Canada, and we have Roman Sadovsky from Canada, who is a host pick. And we've got Paul Fentz from Germany. Italia.
Italy. You know what? I say Italia every single time.
We've got Italia's Matteo Rizzo. We have Yuzu Ruhanyu. We've got Keiji Tanaka. We've got Denis Vasilev, Mikhail Koleda, Andrei Lazukin, and Camden Pulkkinen.
I was literally holding my breath trying not to respond to this.
Me too. Listen, you put Paul Fentz in this category of cute guys. I'm sorry. That's a no for
was
me,
that
dog.
Was that your question?
Yeah.
Well, we can't be like, and everyone's a babe except for Paul Fentz. Respect.
There's nothing wrong with him except that he skated to Game of Thrones in cosplay, and yeah, he looks like a person that I know in real life that I don't like. That's it.
Yeah. Well, you know who else looks like a person that you know in real life? Camden Pulkkinen, who is making his senior debut, and is beautiful.
It's true.
Guys, where do we even start?
I mean, my two husbands are in this lineup, Nicolas Nadeau and Yuzu Ruhanyu.
My husband and my son are there. KG is not the father of Misha.
Yeah, your family tree is getting out of control. Our shared boyfriend is there. I mean, Nam. But since your husband and your son are there, I could take the responsibility for this one. Do you want me to read this predicted fictional thing?
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah,
so we have a structure, because otherwise we're just going to scream for half an hour.
Yeah, definitely read your thing.
Okay, well, in very, very, very last place, bearing in mind that there's two versions of this, because in one of them I counted Cam as just his senior competitions from last year, which is not very accurate to his ability to perform, and in the other one I counted his junior events from last year. So I'm going to read that one because I like it better. So in 12th place, we have Paul Fentz. In 11th place in fictional made-up math, which makes no sense and will never happen. I'm sorry, Daniel, but we have Nicolas Nadeau. Also, Nicolas or is he a Nicola?
It's Nicolas.
Okay, good.
It's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's a Nicolaj.
He's a Nicolaj. Isn't Nicolaj from Latvia? Isn't he like Denis Vasilyev's cousin?
I think he is.
We're gonna get there. Okay, so I don't know what your boyfriend is.
Well, he is a junior world silver medalist. I think he's just got it's going to take a couple of seasons to get him on his feet, but I do think he's really promising. He has beautiful skating. He's got fantastic costumes and he's a really great performer. It's just, he's got a lot of nerves coming in on the senior circuit, and I believe in him, though, and I'm in love with him.
That's so sweet. He is doing his short program to a song called Don't Fall in Love.
It is amazing. He's wearing this mauve fuchsia kind of sheer bodysuit, futuristic sheer bodysuit. Oh, my God.
I love every single word you just said. I am so excited. While Megan's ferociously Googling this right now.
Sheer panels on men. Yes. Always good.
After that, we would have Brendan Carey, whom I adore. I think he is such a doll.
Who next?
Camden. Motherfucking Pulkkinen.
Okay.
And that's, again, he did, like we said at the very top of the show, maybe, he did skate at the Philadelphia thingy thing. He did not do great in his short program, and then he had a very solid free skate. I hope this was his one bad event this season. And I need to say this just once. I'm probably going to keep saying it all season, but it's fine. He announced that he was skating his short program to Caruso by Josh Groban. And I was like, oh my God, Camden, why would you do that to me? You're testing me. And then he posted like a very touching tweet in which he was like, I'm doing this for Dennis Tenn because he skated that in like 2014. And it's like a tribute thing, blah, 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 because he's inspired me so much. And it was so touching that I was like, God damn it, I'm going to have to cry to fucking Josh Groban in 2019.
I'll allow it.
Who's next?
Roman Sadovsky, who we just discussed, because he's also doing...
No, that's a different one. That's a different Roman S. We talked about Roman Savosin.
Oh my God,
this is Roman Sadovsky.
Why are there so many of them?
This one's Canadian. He's a Canadian baby.
Why are there so many of them?
It was like the Braden, Jaden, Hayden of whatever year they were all born.
Does Canada have anything to say for him?
Hope you do well.
Beautiful. We're rooting for him.
I know nothing about him, but I need him to do well.
Love your hair. Hope you win.
Love your hair. Yeah, hope basically. You win. Okay, so here's the tea, guys. The rest of this lineup is outstanding. We start off with Denis Vasiliev's legend Taikan star, best person to ever walk the earth. Denis.
I still don't know if he's doing Two Men in Love in competition, but by God and Jesus, I want it.
I want it so badly.
He has announced both Bloodstream and Two Men in Love as short programs.
And I'm mad because they both slap. Why do we have to choose?
Yeah, I am worried that we're going to get Two Men in Love as his exhibition. Having said that, it is fucking outstanding that this program exists. It was such a chaotic move. Also, Champéry got Ghislain Briand fucking jump coaching camp this summer.
So, yes, they did.
So that's...
I think it's pronounced Ghislain Briand.
I am so sorry, you are correct.
Ghislain.
His legal name is Ghislain Briand.
You're kidding me.
No! I mean, yes, like, I just made that up. I don't know.
Oh my god.
That's just how I say it. Is it like jizz?
Well, in Russian, they just go for a straight go, but I was like, that's probably incorrect.
Wouldn't that be awful if somebody pronounced, like, the word jizz with, like, a soft jizz? Like, jizz. I jizzed my pants.
God. Yes, we do not have a free skates announcement from Denis. So he has a bunch of short programs. And we don't know what he's doing for his free skate. but he looks, from what we've seen at like ice shows and stuff, he's one of those people who looks like he grew overnight. I think it's because he got a haircut, but he looks like more mature now. And he's not doing anything that lends itself to any yellow yellow satin this year. So I'm very hopeful. Maybe his jumps get more consistent. Okay, speaking of always exciting, let's talk about Nam Nguyen.
If he wears another goddamn suit, I'm gonna jump.
He probably will.
Ugh, why do the Canadians... Patrick Chan needs to come back, teach these men how to wear a blouse.
You know, Nam posted one of those videos. He posted something in which he was skating with, like, either a sweater or, like, a button-up, like, around his waist, like a beautiful tunic... dress fantasy, like a kilt. Aww. And it moved so gorgeously, and I'm like, can men just start doing this,
please?
Because it's stunning, and it looks like weirdly like dystopian futuristic, kind of like Denis Vasiliev's exhibition thing from last year with the massive hood and stuff.
Or fucking Daisuke's like broken crown skirt fantasy that they then like stole for Yuri on Ice.
Yep. I feel like bottom half of the body movement in clothing is like a missed opportunity for boys.
I want some drapey half skirts. I just need it.
You know who has a great drapey kind of baby peplum situation? Camden Polkinen, who we just talked about. His new slappy blouse has like a panel on one side, which is longer. It moves really beautifully. So we're getting there slowly but truly.
Stan.
Yeah, but I hope Nam does not wear another... It's going to be a cardigan with something. It was funny, though. I can talk about him a lot because he's always on like Instagram Lives, and he says a lot of things, and all of them are funny. He was... someone asked him a couple weeks back, like, oh, give me an idea, what should I skate to, or something, like, whatever. And he goes, skate to La La Land. And then he goes, no, don't, because I have PTSD from that music now. Similarly to Romain Ponsard, he is testing my love because he is skating to a Beatles medley in his free skate.
Oh, God.
I do not like the Beatles.
He's also skating to this other song called Blues for Klook, which is kind of sexy. It gives me like Gary Moore vibes. You know what I'm saying?
He had his eyes fixed, as we know, so...
Okay. He can see now, so that's good. He can see now.
Maybe he can see the buttons on his button-ups.
Maybe he'll see the podium one day.
How dare you? You come into my house. He's Canadian.
Canadian national champion. He is your reigning national champion, Daniel.
Oh my god.
He's literally your current reigning national champion. How dare you? Okay, let's talk about Andrei Luzukin. I have nothing to say about him. I adore him. He's everyone's girlfriend. Okay, everyone, there needs to be a drum roll in here. That's for editing. Fanfare. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time on this season that Megan gets to talk about Keiji. Keiji Tanaka. Megan, take it away.
Okay, I am so excited.
We know.
What is he skating to? Actually, this is awful that I don't know.
No, we don't
know. No, we do. I thought he announced it. Oh, it's not in his... You're right, and it's not in Wikipedia. I thought he did announce it, but I... No, he did! He did! He's doing Hip Hip Chin Chin, which is going to be so sexy, I'm going to die. Yeah, let me find it. I can't believe I forgot. Oh my god, it's all just, like, bad anime fan art of him. I have to, like, wade through. I'm so sorry. And some of it's good. I don't know.
All art is valid. All art is beautiful.
All art is valid. Okay, so his short program is Hip Hip Chin Chin, and then his free skate is going to be Sherlock Holmes, which I can't believe we forgot because his name is Japanese for detective, so it's like a big detective joke.
I tweeted about that, and it was funny, and I forgot about it because it was the same press thing where Shoma was like, oh yeah, P.S., I'm skating without a coach all season.
So I just... Shoma needs to stop overshadowing Keiji. It's like the chain of overshadowing. Like, he feels overshadowed by Yuzu, so then he has to overshadow Keiji.
That is so dramatic. You should write fanfic about that.
No. Okay, so Keiji, I just want to say that Keiji has two quads now, and I feel like the guys who are, like, winning everything have, like, all the quads. And then the tier below them is the guys who have two quads. And like, Keiji is now in that tier. Yeah, no, Keiji is, like, in... that second tier now. It's fine. I'm here. Okay, I have also said this exact thing on other episodes, so yeah. I'm like not worried about it.
Yeah. Also, Mateo is doing / has done / is currently doing a cricket club camp.
Yes, oh, that's right.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of pictures on Instagram of him with the cricket club team and cricket club skaters, and they look like they're having an amazing time, and I hope he's enjoying it in my city, because I want nothing more than to see him succeed and also escape to Renegade by Styx. He's gonna get nothing but great things from training with training with us at the cricket club. Finger in this grand scheme of things.
Out of all of us, you're most likely to run into one of them on the street. So we were talking about Keiji, and then we kind of bled into Mateo, which is good because he was the next person on my list anyway. I want to say, while we're talking about Mateo, he was, again, recently on Instagram, like, answering questions or something, and he was asked about his idol, and he said Javi, which is very, very cute. Aww. But also, reminder, Mateo is very, 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 very good at skating, and there is no one to defend that Euros title this year.
I know. I actually do think that could, unless Misha has a really, really good day, I think it could potentially be Mateo.
Euros is so far away, but I'm already calling, like, a Mateo, Kevin Amos, Misha kind of situation.
Does Israel compete in Euros?
I don't understand the question, and I will not respond to it. Let us move on.
Yes. Okay, well, we're coming up. We're down to the wire on this list that we're discussing. We have Mikhail Kaleda, recently married, beautiful prince.
My son recently got married, and I have not seen him stop smiling since. It is so sweet.
It's been such a transformation for him, like, this off season. Towards the end of last season, he was, you know, in and out of hospital and kind of sick and not thriving. And then come the off season, he's like, oh yeah, I play the guitar now. Also, I'm engaged. Also, surprise, we're married already. Also, I'm so happy. Have not stopped smiling for 5 months. And that's...
It's so cute.
It's honestly, like, very moving and very sweet. Also skating his chaplain thing, which I think
I am not excited for.
I feel
I thought
like
it was cute.
We've had, like, enough chaplain to last a lifetime. Having said that, he's been so, like, joyful lately that I feel like it might be very, very cool.
Maybe that's why he's doing it.
maybe he like, well, he had it as an exhibition and now he's like transforming it, I guess. I don't know. He's going to have to sell me on it. Also, like, the best part of, like, him doing that as an exhibition was, like, props. And he, like, juggles and all of that. And he cannot do that at, like, Skate Canada.
He better not pantomime juggling. Like, Keegan was, like, pantomiming weird shit all over the place in his.
No.
My heart just hurt just thinking about it.
I'm so sorry. I hope I don't speak into existence. Let's move on.
Also, like, how the fuck do you mime juggling?
I mean, I'm doing it, but you can't see me.
No, I'm doing it as well, but it's dumb.
Oh, it's super dumb.
It looks like you're measuring something.
I look like a rapper.
I need all of our listeners to tweet at us a 12-second video of yourself miming juggling.
I don't want that.
I do. I am not going to say that figure skating is all about like the way you go into it, like, mentally, but I feel like Misha being like in a better place happiness wise might be very, very good for him this season.
I think so.
I really hope.
Yeah, could not hurt.
Right? Okay, and then we have Yuzu, who is himself.
We don't know what he's skating to.
We have no
idea. No, he's doing Origin for his free. He's keeping Origin.
Is he?
It was leaked by a skating fan who was sleeping at the time that it was, who posted it and went to sleep and then woke up to vitriol from Yuzu Stan saying, "I hate you. Why would you reveal that he was doing Origin? You're a bitch. I hate you. You should die." Like,
is that why everybody was like, "Don't hate on skaters for repeating programs."
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm very happy. I love Origin.
He barely got to do it. Like, let him do it. Also, I like Origin. I know, I like Origin a lot better than I liked Otoniel, which I think is controversial. I think a lot of people
I like Otoniel other way around.
Yeah, I love Otoniel.
I love Otoniel, and I appreciated it as a tribute. But I love Origin. I don't think that's a bad choice.
Oh, I love Otoniel as a piece of music and as a program, but I just thought he never sold it the right way.
Yeah, we've talked about
really? That. You didn't like it?
I loved it, but I thought you did not see him
sell it with the 110.53 at the Ross Telecom 2018. I know the score. I know how long the program is.
I also know the score because I'm currently looking at it.
Yeah, it's 110.53.
Yeah, correct. It is.
I thought it was gorgeous. I'm literally being so picky.
Gold medal in fucking sneakers. So I would like to not see that ever again because I'm traumatized and very sad about it.
For the short, I want him to kind of go back to his roots. And I have notes on this. I need him to do another Chopin short program.
That was so beautiful.
His Ballad Number 1 short program is one of my favorite programs. Mm-hmm. I think Chopin just suits him so well. It's the romantic period music, I think, really fits the way he skates. And I think
something I miss. Well, it's very hard to criticize him, obviously, because he's technically near perfect a lot of the time. Something I miss from him, and I've said this before, is like the vulnerability of his skating when he was younger. Well, he's not old, but like when he was a child. I feel like there is a lot of, you know, we've built up the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah, like there was a little bit of that naivete that he used to have.
Yeah,
you know what
there's
I mean?
Like the, I know he cares, like we've seen it, we know, but I kind of miss like the humanness of not being like, oh, this is like a flawless self creature and I'm just going to watch this happen.
Yeah, like, God forbid I evoke his name, but it's kind of that, it's kind of got that Viktor Nikiforov kind of feel.
You know what? I was gonna say Evgeny Plushenko, so we're on the same page. Yeah, it's a lot of like the, you know what, you're right. It's a lot of the like, oh, this is like the person and they do the thing and it's always like, correct. Mm-hmm. And that's great and valid, and it's very, very good to be very, very good at something. And I don't want to make this a comparison with Nathan, because like, who gives a shit? Both of them are great. But something that like Nathan does still, and he is admittedly younger, is like you see like the human working through it. Like you see like a person.
I saw it I saw it in Nathan's Caravan last year. Yeah. I love that program.
Same. Me too. Sometimes I need like a tiny bit of imperfection or like just like person.
Something that we can relate to.
Yeah, it's so hard. I feel like that's it. It's like so hard to connect to something that's like that impeccable sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I think my issue with Otoniel was. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, my issue with Otoniel was that. It wasn't that it wasn't like perfect and gorgeous and flawless. It was that that particular program, I think, did require that level of connection and like delicate, like soft touch kind of thing. Whereas like Origin, you can go in and do it as like murder face attack mode. Yeah. And that works for that music and that choreo.
I had a dream recently that I forgot to text you about, but I had a dream in which he announced that his short program was gonna be Crystal Memory.
Crystal Memory!
What on earth?
Oh, have you not seen what the fuck show was that? Stars on Ice?
Stars on Ice with Toshi?
It's like one of the Toshi numbers he did, and it's a great thing, but it's just like generic, like Toshi. But I had a dream where he was like, "Oh yeah, I'm keeping." Honestly, there would be someone who's like, actually, this is perfect for him because he remembers things, like a crystal." I'm excited to see him.
I'm like afraid to talk about Yuzu because his fans are so scared.
Gives a shit.
I'll do it. I am a Yuzu stan and I'll do it.
Bitch, me too. Like, I adore him, but I'm still gonna care and have opinions because we're stans, but we're not like crazy people.
No. Speak for yourself.
I mean,
I'm a fucking lunatic.
Listen, well, you're welcome to tweet at me. No, something I was gonna say is I don't know him as a human being at all because we've never spoken. I will say that I feel like from what we've seen in his history overall, that performance at Worlds might have been what he needed to go back to, oh yeah, there is a boy in here and he's doing this.
I think so. I think so too. I think the... the little bit of vulnerability and insecurity popped out, and because he popped his jump, right?
Yeah, because after that he had that free skate, which was impeccable, but it was because it was because we had the moment of like, oh,
is that it? Is that everybody from?
That is everybody. We can't talk about the rest of those events because we will die. But I feel like that was a very fun preview of, like, what's definitely about to happen. Okay. Does anyone else have any last... can everyone give me, like, curse predictions? Like, the worst thing that could happen?
Vincent Cho hat trick.
How dare you?
You asked me!
Daniel, can you top that? I know people don't ask you that very often, but can you top that?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, it was right there. I had to.
This is something that's been in the back of my mind for a really long time.
Oh god, I'm scared.
And it really scares me. The fall of Evgenia. I'm a Medvedeva stan.
I know.
Yeah, I'm scared too.
I would not enjoy seeing that. I don't think it's very probable based on like the way she's been working and like skating in the off season. I hope no one hears our horrible predictions.
For me too, I think the thing to remember that I keep thinking about is that the Grand Prix is the beginning of the season, yeah, and especially these events. And so how people perform at these events is really not even that indicative of how they're going to perform overall in the season, because these programs are like newer for them and they haven't gotten a chance to skate them a lot. So, and there are historically a lot of skaters who do extraordinarily well overall, and then like you look at their careers and you realize they like very rarely went to the Grand Prix final just because they need a lot of time to ramp up.
Yeah, so, that's really reassuring considering last year Medvedeva did not make the GP final and we were terrified.
Oh my god,
she came seventh at Russian Nationals and we were like, oh, it's the end.
I almost forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like anything goes. Like it's down to like one or two mistakes. Like you could look at like Skate America and be like, oh yeah, you have you have like a person who has a triple axle, and you have like a bunch of people who have quads. What happens if none of those happen?
It really reminds me of like men's 10 years ago when like quads were starting to happen. And then depending on the event, it could be like a million people would fall and everyone would do a shit job. And
yeah,
then
remember Evan Lysacek? Do you remember Evan Lysacek winning gold?
No, I do not remember Evan Lysacek.
We just watched it. No.
I do not remember Evan Lysacek. I refuse to remember Evan Lysacek. I do not need like, anyone to come into my
watched.
Own. I do not need anyone to come into my own house and remind me how he won a fucking 2010 Olympics without a single fucking quad.
Okay, but listen, that's never going to happen again, which is wild. And second of all, he
holds,
did
like
look
a very
really
interesting
happy.
Record. He did.
Frank Carroll, God bless him, at age like 117, was like weeping tears of joy. It was adorable.
Listen, you cannot. Don't do this to me.
Okay, listen, all I'm saying is it's an unstable time because the sport is kind of moving forward, and sometimes it takes steps back, too, so we don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be a weird-ass season.
Daniel, I have questions for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Now that we're done with, like, real skating, you're the first time we've had a guest, but there's things that I enjoy doing with my friends on, well, with Megan. I don't have a lot of friends. I want to make you... design your dream season. Let's say you wake up tomorrow morning and you magically have the ability to skate like decently well, like you can land maybe one quad and Canada needs you, and you have a month and a half to like cobble together this season. I need to know who you would want choreographing for you, and because you're a music person, also tell me, do you have your skating playlist and what's on that?
As I stand, I would opt for the Cricket Club. That is my home, as I live a few kilometers away from it, not too far. I would opt for Brian Urs or Tracy Wilson. I would go for both programs. I would go for the Shailen Bourne.
Oh, you're doing like a full Cricket Club fantasy.
My short program, get your Spotify's out. The short program, I would skate a medley of Arvo Pärt, which nobody ever does. Arvo Pärt and Fratres for the short program, and O Schlüssel, which is from the 8 Magnificat Antiphons. Google that, look it up. The O Schlüssel is a choral piece. It's a cappella choral. And
I have been saying, Daniel, that people need to be skating to a cappella choral. Thank you for supporting me.
Oh my god, I love you. Oh my god. Absolutely. Because how it goes is it's basically a bunch of yelling and then pauses in between. there's like a big oh Schlüssel and then pause. And then there's giant pauses in between. And that's that I'd want to maybe put like a big Ina Bauer or a layback or a nice triple axel in those big pauses.
Yeah,
I love skating in silence so much.
Right, I can hear right now, like between those in those big pauses, hearing the skates come back on a three turn. I can hear it. You know what I mean?
Yes, gorgeous. What are you wearing?
What am I wearing? I'm wearing a very form-fitting white tights with a white half skirt and white blouse with gold accents. Gold,
yes.
Gold, almost golden, almost mirror plating, armor plating kind of.
Yes.
I'll draw that for you.
Looking kind of angelic, kind of.
Gorgeous. I love white with gold. It's like my favorite. It's very She-Ra.
Right? Absolutely. And for the long program, it would be a Chopin, because I'm a bitch for Chopin. It would either be Chopin Etude Opus 10 number 6, or a Maurice Ravel set Miroir, and it would be the Alborada del Grazioso movement.
I love that.
And for both of those, it would be a deep, what was it? What was the material? It's a deep blood red velvet pants.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yes.
If there's like weird like thunderstorm magic out there, I need someone to give you the power to be skating tomorrow, because that sounds like a gorgeous season that I would stand.
And there's like a red capelet that comes with it.
Oh fuck yeah!
More people should skate in capelets.
Spinning in a capelet, absolutely, would be so gorgeous. One last question about your dream season. What's your slutty exhibition?
It is Aura by Lady Gaga.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh.
This whole thing with like the white and gold and like the blood red and the Gaga gives me a lot of Johnny Weir in like a very, very good way.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. It's very that.
That is my only vibe. I support it. Yes. Thank you for this. Megan, I know we did an entire episode on ice shows, but they keep happening.
Yeah, we can't stop them. They just keep coming. Stop.
I have some issues with the title, The Ice, because when you look up the hashtag, The Ice 2019, mostly you just see brown babies in cages, and that's deeply unsettling when you just want to see Mariah Bell. It's so, so, so sad. Also, please donate to a charity or something and read the news, and this is a horrible joke. Having said that, Megan, do you want to tell me about The Ice, because I have not seen it yet?
Sure. So the broadcast was wild. A huge... In my opinion, far too large chunk of time was a repeated segment where Alina Zagitova was hanging out with like three or four Japanese hosts eating food in Osaka. And then like at one point she had a sword, which ruled. But I will say I could have done with less of her just like nervously eating sushi.
Can I just say and... I support giving Alina Zagitova a sword so hard.
Oh, yeah. I loved that for her. But okay, so there were also little interviews, which were cute, that they did. They talked to Rika and Kaori about, like, their school habits. There was also a thing with Nathan and Shoma where they asked Shoma, like, what food he likes to eat. And it was so uncomfortable that I laughed so hard because he talked about meat for, like, 20 minutes. And then Nathan just softly was like, kind of meat, though. And Shoma kept saying beef. And then Nathan just awkwardly in English was like, oh, I like beef too, man. Like, it was just and weird.
The boys.
Sounds like a weird fever dream. Oh my god, can you imagine waking up and to see those two men around you whispering meat and beef for 20 minutes? And
I don't have to imagine. That's my biggest fantasy. Okay, anyway, things of note that we saw. The skating. We saw Rika's free skate, her International Angel of Peace free skate.
Oh
which,
my god, that title is
it's cringe
gore.
As hell.
Title
it
gore.
sounds like
It sounds like an anime transformation, like transformation, International Angel of Peace. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. It's like literally that. So I thought she looked like she needed to get more comfortable with the character and the choreography. Her jumps were not there. So I was like, girl, like, I know it's still off season, but Kaori was like perfect. I would still like to see her become more comfortable with the choreo of that No Root program, but I still love that red dress. And I still have a lot of faith in the program because I think it's really cool for her. And her jumps were all there. So I was like, girl, this is going to be, that's why I feel like it's going to be a good season for her, knock on wood, because she's like already in good shape. Nathan did his short, which we talked about. Shoma did Great Spirit again, which is fun. It's very
wait, sidebar. He's doing that as like a competitive.
It's a short program. He's doing a short program now.
I love that. It's so like it really captures like feral hog energy. It's like there's like a side of Shoma that's like a wild man.
Here's my fear about it. If he's gonna be doing this all season, I want to see it in like the very expensive fake tattoo mesh sleeves and
makeup. I don't need that costume he has now.
I love that costume.
Oh, no, I need like the entire garbage costume, and I need the makeup.
Oh no,
I will not accept him doing Great Spirit and like a velvet bodysuit, because that's not...
No, he did it. He did it in the designer jean, the fake tattoo mesh top, but he didn't do it. He didn't have the makeup. He had, like, a blue headband, which I thought was cute. But
both the jeans and the mesh top are D-squared, like, whatever that brand is. They're so expensive.
They're wicked expensive. It's, like $900 jeans.
Yeah.
Plus the tailoring to fit his tiny toddler body.
And his butt. Anyway, did something that's else true. Happen?
Yes, we saw Alina Zagitova's short program, and as always, she skated like she had a gun to her head. It was, you know, okay, look, it's, I don't like the music. I don't like the singer's voice is like, the choreography could go with any piece of music, as our friend said. It was like, it doesn't look like it matches the music, and it's frantic. It's like, everything is like, we have to fit so much in. I do like the costume though. It's all like black lace, kind of lingerie feeling. Cool. I thought she looked really like strong and fit while she was skating, which was cool. I just wish that she had time to do any one thing without then going into the next thing. Like, it's literally, I've never seen her skate like she wasn't being held hostage. And I would love to see that.
Yeah, I will say it's been fun to see her, like, you know, on like social media and everything with like everyone hanging out, because it looks like she's been having a lot of fun this summer. And yeah, especially for people who, like, we know have such vigorous and very strict training environment, I feel like that's very good, like summer camp. Like, you get to see people be friends and have fun. So I hope that bleeds over to like what she's doing all season, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just mad that I have to listen to that song 900 times now. Well, but that's it.
Good, that's it. Oh my god, Daniel, thank you so much for coming on.
Daniel, thank you, we had so much fun.
Me too, I've loved being on. It's my favorite podcast.
Me too.
You like me. You really like me.
We try. Where are you on the internet?
Well, I have a really unprofessional Twitter that you can follow if you like. It's really awful. It's at badopinion69. That is where you'll find me.
I love your brand. I love your brand so much.
If you're listening, send me a dick pic. I don't know. Do whatever you want. Send me photos of your body parts. I want to see them. Thank
just
you.
A body part. Any body part. Megan, where can people go if they want to send you body parts?
If you want to send me pictures of your 30 to 50 feral hogs, you can do so at MeganKelleher3 on Twitter and Instagram. But I'm going to be honest with you. My Instagram's really boring. I post one cat picture a month. Twitter's better.
Fantastic. If you want to find both me and Megan, you can do that at IcedyPod on Instagram and Twitter. We had a pretty fun thread a while back in which we compared figure skaters to birds on Twitter. So if that's the kind of content you need in your life, you can find us. You can also find us at IcedyPodcast.com if you just want to read our bios. Also, I am at Neda Marie, that's NEDA, and then Marie, like every single Marie ever, it's like a generic middle name, on Instagram and Twitter. I also recently made a skating Instagram.
Oh yeah, good for you, it's so cool.
It's very funny, it's #adultskate2, you can follow me at @n_ice_skating, get it, because my name's Neda, but also nice skating.
Galaxy brain.
Yeah, but you can follow me there. Also, thank you so much for listening. Leave us 5 stars on places where you can leave us 5 stars. It means a lot, and it helps us get noticed by other people.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Daniel, for coming. Thank you, Netta, for existing.
Oh my God.
I know, it's just over and over again. thank you, everybody. We will see you next time. See you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Bye.
Deuces.